You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So I'm a bachelor for, next 4 days or so.
Nice.
Gretchen and both of her daughters took a little fall break trip. Go hang out for a few days near a beach and
cool.
Have some fun. It's been absolutely horrible for me. I watched football. Last night I watched a little bit of baseball. Today, when we're done with the show, I'm going to go for a run, and then I'm going to take my laptop to my favorite little neighborhood pub and get a cheeseburger and fries. Mm. It's pretty tough.
And then it's underpants for the rest of the time.
It's just me and Niles the weirdo. So nice. The two boys in the house.
Bachelor Pat.
He's always walking around naked. So,
right. That's good. That's a nice little getaway for him.
You know, it's a great little getaway for them, and it's great just alone time for me for
sure,
a few days.
Man.
Hey, I love them, but you know what I'm talking. Although you don't. I don't know that.
I don't.
Nicole I don't. Has never taken the kids and left you for 3 or 4 days.
No, uh-uh.
Yeah, so you wouldn't know.
I don't know
the
what that's
joy
like.
Of no. This. So.
I don't know an empty house. Even now with the kids in school, Nicole's working from home, so I come home and, somebody's always there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's all right.
Anyway, so that's going on here. What's going on with you?
Left Friday after the show, zipped on out of here, grabbed America's pickup truck, and hitched her up to the old RV, and we took the camper out for one last weekend before the snow starts flying, and had a real nice time. Just got away with no TVs, no laptops, none of that. And
yeah, I got to give you some crap about one thing, but I'm doing it with love. So, well, I'll let you finish telling your story.
No, that's it, man. We enjoyed a really nice weekend with the kids and just decompressed a little bit because both of us have been very busy and. It was nice to get away. So
that's good. I'm glad you
and
guys
we got
did
it
that.
Out. We got to. It was like one more time because I took all day yesterday and we cleaned it like crazy and I had to winterize it and then we had to go take it and dump it off and get
when
it covered up and. Oh no! If anything, we want a bigger one. So
that's what I mean. And then
we want a little bigger one, just a little bit bigger. We were wishing it was about 4 foot longer, but at the time, like I had never towed anything. You know, the kids were really young. I think Lila was one or whatever when we got it, and we'd be like, we're testing it out. But now everybody loves it so much.
3 feet would make that much difference?
Yeah, 3 feet, and then a slide. Have you seen the ones where the slides come out on the side? So I want a slide so you get some more square footage in there. And
okay.
Yeah, But you know what, Don? The problem is you got to pay for it.
That's right. How much would a new one like that cost you?
What year prices are stupid right now. I don't know.
50?
30,
60?
No, like 30 grand probably. Ugh.
30 grand?
Ugh. Yeah. Huh.
What do you think you could get for yours? 10?
18.
Hmm.
So... wouldn't be too bad to roll it into something else, but money.
I do have to give you a little bit of crap, and I'm doing it, though, out of love. You understand that,
what
right?
is it?
Well, I saw your photo from this weekend that you posted of, I guess it was your dog inside your
camper thing. Yeah, it's little Goldie sitting there at the table.
And I, you know, it's funny, there's a thing that people do when they see photos posted online.
Yes.
And you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Like, I'll post a photo of something, and there is something in the foreground that is the object of the post.
Correct.
Right? Here's this. But then all the comments are always just things that people pick out in the background.
Yes.
And you're like, I wasn't trying to show you that. This is
I
what
love
I'm
doing
showing
that.
You.
I always comment on things in the background. I love
doing
that.
Yeah, it's just a thing.
It's
people
just a thing.
Will look at your photo, and they'll say, oh, yeah, your dog, blah, 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 whatever. Yeah. And then they look in the background, and they want to see everything.
Yeah.
And that's just, I don't know if, I suppose it's human nature, but it's funny to me. And so I was the same way. And here's your picture that you posted of your dog. And I was like, yeah, it's a dog. Whatever. Licks its butt, blah, blah, blah.
But she's sitting at the table waiting for her breakfast.
Yeah, whatever. But then what I noticed that made me laugh was we had a segment on the show not that long ago how I was poking fun at people who have signs in their house.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got a freaking sign
we
in
do.
Your trailer even.
We do.
It's just one step, above live, laugh, love.
Well, it's a picture of it's on wood or something. It just says, and relax. And
yes,
it's a picture
I know,
of a campsite.
It's a sign.
Yeah, it's
another
a cute
one of these,
sign.
It's another telling people what
but
to
you're
do
right.
a sign.
It's a sign. You're
take
right.
Take that down
you're
right
away. You're right.
I was so ashamed for you. It's bad enough people put up live, laugh, love and signs in their house, and you've got one in your trailer.
I didn't buy it.
You're supposed to be getting away from that stuff.
I know, but it actually fits. That one fits. Oh, no, I'm a sign person.
In other words, when you on vacation and you take your trailer out and you go out to the great outdoors, you need a sign to remind you to relax.
Cute. There's a cute factor to it. You're right. Oh, my God. I'm a sign guy.
You know I'm right.
We need to sell this camper immediately. It's gone.
Before you put up the pictures, you know, online, though, take the sign down.